Welcome to Kindness in Action, the podcast where our host, first grader Kate Royer, shines a light on everyday heroes transforming lives through their passion for giving back. Join us as we explore inspiring stories of service, compassion, and the powerful impact of volunteering. Let's celebrate the kindness shaping our world, one story at a time.
Hello, my name is Kate Royer. I'm talking to guests about their volunteer work.
Today's guest is Brittany Knight.
Welcome.
Thank you, Kate.
Tell us about your volunteering.
My husband and I started Cars and Coffee about 12 years ago. And it had such a big turnout that we partnered with the FOP so that we could raise money and support the community and give back to the youth of Evansville.
What's the hardest part about your volunteer work?
We do it year-round, so it's the first Sunday of every month. And we get there before it starts to make sure that we have plenty of parking and everything set up. The hardest part is probably the early mornings and the really cold weather, because like I said, we try to do it year round. We've even had it when it's been pouring down rain and snow. So that's probably the hardest part. When it's really cold, having to bundle up and stand outside and collect money and donations.
What do you do with the donations?
So the donations go into a fund where we give back to the youth and the kids in our community. We've helped with donations for meals and kids that have had bikes stolen. We've helped replace those. We also had a very large Christmas party for a lot of underprivileged children in the area where we had a big gathering. We made Christmas ornaments, Christmas cookies, pizza. We fed them. They got to visit with Santa. And they each got a few Christmas presents.
What's the most rewarding part of what you do?
I would definitely say seeing the kids' faces when we're able to do something for them and their families. We've helped deliver bikes, and the kids have so much joy in their face when they see that someone cares and is able to support them and help them through something that they didn't think they were able to have done.
What's the funnest part?
Seeing all of the people in the area that get together. We also have lots of members that bring their dogs. So there's lots of people walking around with their pets. And then we go enjoy coffee with all of our friends at Mission Grounds Coffee, right by the Rescue Mission where we have our events. Kate, do you have a favorite car?
Well, I would say GMC's, but mine, the engine broke down. So I would have to say Suburban.
Oh, Suburban. There's some that come there, and there's a few different years, too. We have some old ones that come. We'll have to get you guys there so you can check out all the cars.
Wow, that's really nice. Tell me about a memorable story.
Something kind of memorable was once we realized Cars and Coffee had gotten so large, we filled up all the parking spots at our first location. It was really cool to start working with Washington Square Mall and the Rescue Mission on being able to move to such a large location, just seeing the growth of what we were doing.
What inspired you to get involved?
Well, it all started with my husband, who loves cars and loves working on cars. It started probably with 10 people meeting, and then it just grew and grew to now we're at countless numbers where we have to put a drone up in the air to even see how many cars we have.
Oh, my gosh.
And filling up those lots around the mall. And so just seeing that amount of people, we were like, we have this big group of people. What can we do to give back? And that's when we started trying to look into ways to have something that meant something to give back to. And of course, we always tend to go towards our children and just wanting to do as much as we can to support the youth.
If you could share one piece of advice for someone thinking about volunteering, what would it be?
Do it. Just do it. You will find a way to make it work. If your heart is there and there's something you're passionate about and you want to make a change, just do it. And go for it.
That's been a lot of answers to that question. And also, I have a whole bunch of other podcasts episodes, so you can just check that out on your favorite podcast platform.
Ooh, I would love to.
Has volunteering changed your perspective?
I think it's something that I've always seen that there's been a need for, but just being able to be a part of it has been pretty amazing.
Can you tell us how people can get to know a little bit more about your organization?
We have a Facebook page. It's Cars and Coffee of Evansville, where we post all of our updates. We share some of the things that we were able to put our funds towards. We'll share videos, updates, and then we always send reminders out on when our events are, which again, those are the first Sunday of every month at the old Washington Square Mall right outside of the Rescue Mission, Mission Grounds Coffee.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I was so excited. I was nervous and excited at the same time.
You know what? Which one I'm nervous for?
What?
I'm doing the mayor.
Oh my goodness, girl. You're going to do great. I would be nervous, but you're going to do great. You've got this. Do you know when you're going to interview the mayor?
Probably February something.
Oh my gosh. Do you have a list of all your questions already? You got
That's what we've printed out for our first one.
Who was your first guest?
My grandmother.
Oh, grandmas are great.
The sled dog rescue one.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to know what it's called?
Sure, I do, yeah.
By my sign, you can tell it starts with kindness. Kindness in action.
Love it.
You can go to the podcast website and
Paisley was asking
see
me how we can watch all of them, or listen to all of them. Okay. We're going to look them up so we can listen to them.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning into Kindness in Action. We hope these stories inspire you to make a difference in your own way. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs a little extra kindness in their day. Until next time, remember, small acts of kindness can create big waves of change. See you soon.